Watch, comedian Eddie Griffin hilariously details his trip to see Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on December 23, 2024. Actor and comedian Eddie Griffin told his nearly 400,000 YouTube subscribers that he visited Donald Trump during a big party at Mar-a-Lago. And he isn't ashamed of doing it, either. And he came away with a different opinion of the people there, too. Griffin, who appeared in films including Scream 3, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, John Q, and Undercover Brother, hobnobbed with A-lister Mel Gibson, commentator Tucker Carlson, and comedian and YouTuber Russell Brand during his party time in Florida. And he pointedly noted that he even left the event with a few business deals in his pocket. But one thing he isn't, and that is a shame that he went. He told his nearly 400,000 YouTube subscribers that he thoroughly enjoyed himself. Now, I went down to Mar-a-Lago and hung out with a bunch of rich, white people, he said as he recounted his visit to the president-elect's home in Florida. He ran down some of the people he hung out with, including Hollywood A-list actor Mel Gibson, of whom Griffin said, "Ain't no racist bone in that motherfucker's body." Griffin also noted that he met Russell Brand, who he calls a wordsmith and a master of the English language because he's from England, he joked. He also said he met Tucker Carlson and admitted he once could not stand Carlson. But now he realizes that Carlson is just a good, Christian, young, white child. Griffin added that Mike Tyson and several other black people were there sticking out like sore thumbs. But he went on noting that them white people know how to throw a goddamn party. He concluded saying he was not sorry he went and that the haters can save their complaints. And yes, I came away with a couple of goddamn good deals. So, there you have it, he said, and fuck you if you didn't like that I went because they didn't invite your ass. I got the invite and I took it and I went, so kiss my black ass, he said. With Trump's massive win, many in the world of entertainment have begun to speak up and say things or do things that would have gotten them cancelled before the election. In sports, for instance, commentator Colin Cowherd warned the NBA that by ignoring regular Americans, they risk making themselves as unpopular as the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, Stephen A. Smith said he regrets voting for Kamala Harris and says that Republicans are making more sense to him these days. In Hollywood, actress Justine Bateman has gone all out to ridicule those who melted down when Trump won in November, and she has said she feels liberated by Trump's victory. Indeed, three of Trump's biggest influences are all former leftists, including Joe Rogan, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Elon Musk. Even radical actor and comedian Michael Rappaport has tired of the left's foolish games and ripped them for ridiculously calling Trump Hitler and a Nazi. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.